Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Lamed Hey, and we're up to the top line, in which Omar Rabbi Yonatan Omar Rabbi, Ha'och HaShlishi Shel Truma Atzma, Asur Le'echol U'Mutar Liga. Now yesterday we spoke about Ula. Ula had said basically the same thing, except that Ula said on Amud Beis, right smack bang in the middle of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Ha'och HaShlishi Shel Chulin Shenaso Atara Truma. Nifsal gufo milechol betruma. Now, Ula's chiddush was that even though we saw a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to the status of somebody who eats chulin shenasa al taras truma, and we spoke about what level you go to and so on, it was the chiddush of Rabbi Yoshua that where we're talking about eating chulin shenasa al taras truma. The din is that you become a sheni l'kodesh, and that was, wow, you're going up, you ate a shlishi, you become a sheni, astounding. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer didn't agree with that, but he stressed sheni l'kodesh. Ein sheni l'truma, he said. Ula's chiddush was that, albeit ein sheni l'truma, but yes, shlishi l'truma, in the sense that a body that is a shlishi is not really for achilas truma. Obviously, it won't be metame, because we're all agreed that it's not mekabel tuma from shlishi, truma, but nonetheless, you would become posel frachilas truma. That was the chiddush of Ula. Today we have exactly the same thing, quoting Rebbe, except that in this case it's talking about actual truma. Somebody eats a shlishi of actual truma, as opposed to chulan shenaso altaris truma, that the din over there is precisely the same. You're not allowed to eat truma, but there's no problem in touching truma. Now, on the surface, you would think we don't need those two separate halachas, but the Gemara says, the truth is, we need both Ula and Rabbi Yonatan. Because if we only knew Ula's halacha again being that somebody who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu altaras truma, and that's not real truma, but it's an ersetz truma, that was his case, I would have thought, okay, that's because we're talking about chulin shenaso taras truma, but if he would have eaten truma itself, maybe indeed we would have said that even benegia would be aser, and we would be machmer, just as we found a chumra of the one who eats. So maybe eating is enough to make you so tummy you're not even allowed to touch. Okay, therefore we need Rabbi Yonatan to tell me, no, it's no different. The fact is, the chumra of achila makes you possible for eating, but it does not create a new tuma, the gabi touching. Because after all, truma is not sensitive to shlish. Okay. On the other hand, so suppose we've had Rabbi Yonatan, then obviously, I would say, well, naturally, Rabbi Yonatan is talking about truma, somebody who eats real truma. Somebody who eats real truma, I understand. But chulin maybe is not serious enough to even aser b'achila of truma. So you ate chulin shenasa taras truma, then maybe even b'achila namishari, maybe it would be mutter even to eat truma. Therefore, tzrichus. So now we have two complementary halachot. In one, we have ula's din, somebody who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasa taras truma, his body is possible for meeting truma, that we had less yesterday. And today we have Rabbi Yonatan Zalacha quoting Rabbi that exactly the same thing is true of eating truma itself, that was nifzal to be a shlishi. Obviously, it can't really be tame as a shlishi because it won't be matame. But it's nifzal to be a shlishi. If you ate that, you still have exactly the same halacha. There's no isser of negiah betruma, there's an isser of achilas truma. Yativ Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kamed Rav Nachman. V'yativ Eka Amar, he was saying that Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenaso Al Taras HaKodesh, fascinating halacha here, you eat a shlishi of chulin, even if it was made Al Taras HaKodesh, you're allowed to actually eat kodesh. Tor Le'chol B'Kodesh. Whoa. She'in lecha davar she'ose revi'i b'kodesh. El kodesh b'kodesh b'ovad. So this chiddush is that the entire halacha of a revi'i b'kodesh, and what we're assuming over here is now that the sensitivity of the one who eats to the shlishi is the equivalent of the sensitivity of the touch to the shlishi. So a sensitivity to the touch of shlishi is only kodesh mikudash, which I'll explain in a minute. Since it's only kodesh mikudash, eating is not kodesh mikudash, and therefore it doesn't do anything to you. It doesn't impact you at all. Now, earlier we had, of course we're going to ask it again here, earlier we had the insight that strangely enough it could be more chomer to eat chulin shenas v'taras truma vis-a-vis kodesh than chulin shenas v'taras ha-kodesh vis-a-vis kodesh. Now that's because of the ma'alot, which we're going to get back to. So let's set that aside for a minute. But what this is telling us is a fascinating halacha, that the din of revi'i b'kodesh, and this is Rashi's approach, the din of revi'i b'kodesh is not a d'oraita. Tosfos disagrees with it. Not a d'oraita. Tosfos disagrees. He holds that revi'i b'kodesh is not one of the ma'alot of kodesh. Rashi understands the whole sugya in Chagiga that it's a ma'ala b'kodesh. When did the Rabbanim make this ma'ala? And remember, we spoke yesterday about the ma'alot. We have different sets of tumah. We have the set of people that are oichel chulin b'tara, but that is a certain level which is higher than regular people that are not that makbid on tara, and we call those ame ha'aretz. So we have the first level of tumah is the relationship of an ame ha'aretz to chulin. Then we have somebody who's makbid to always eat chulin b'tara. That's called prushin. That's level two. Then we have, according to some shitot, the level of zihirut for achilat maaser. So we have kodesh, we have tohor for maaser. Then we have another set, which is kodesh for truma. Then we have another set, which is kodesh for kodesh, tohor for kodesh. I meant tohor for truma. Then we have tohor for kodesh. And then the maximal set is tohor for pora. Now, each one of those is listed by the Rabbonan as being ahead of the other, in the sense that a level of Tahara that satisfies the requirements of level A doesn't satisfy the requirements of level B. Therefore, even if you know that you're Tahar and you just came out of a mikveh, vis-a-vis the level above you, you're Tamei. Okay? This is one of the ma'alot, says Rashi. The fact that b'chlal, it's possible to go from a shlishi to a revi'i, that's only shaykh for kodesh. The chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Martel is hearing here by Rabbi Nachman is that even the halacha of tahara for kodesh is split into two parts. One is the tahara of things that are kodesh because they've been made kodesh. The other are things that are kodesh because they're kodesh mekudash, meaning that they have kedushat aguf. A perfect example of this would be just coming off of Minachot. Somebody's Makadish a Mincha, and he gives it over, his Makadish a Mincha to Shamayim. So it becomes Kodesh. But it only gets Kedushat Aguf when it's put into a Kli. That gives it Kedushat Aguf. And it has to be Shaykh to Kedushat Aguf. And so there's a difference between something that's called Kodesh Mekudash, even though technically speaking, the same Diraita, there's no such Naftamina. But the Rabbonin said something that was already Kodesh B'Kedushas Kli, that has an actual Kedushas Aguf to it, that is a higher level of Kedusha than just Kodesh. Since when we're talking about somebody who's eating Chulun Shnas V'Taras HaKodesh, obviously he's not Kodesh M'Kodesh, so it doesn't affect him. Fine. Okay, Tosis learns this is true even on a Dioraita. It's not that it's because it's Malo the Rabbonin. Motiv Rami Bar Chama. And so the obvious question is from our sugya. We just said that ha'ochel shlishi is a sheni lekodesh, ve'in sheni letruma, b'chulin shenas v'taras truma. That's crazy. I mean, if you're telling me chulin shenas v'taras truma, which is as far as you can get almost, I mean, you can go one step lower and just have plain chulin, but certainly very far from Kodesh B'Kodesh. You're telling me it becomes a Sheni. How could it become a Sheni if it's not Kodesh B'Kodesh, and you're talking about a Shlishi, which supposedly you just claimed has no impact on anything, unless it's Kodesh B'Kodesh. Well, love Kodesh B'Kodesh. And of course, the answer is obvious. Omale hanach l'truma. Give off over here. Truma. This has already been explained by Rabbi Yehoshua before. Truma, even Truma Tahorah, is considered to be Tomei for Kodesh. So if over here a guy eats Shlishi of Chulin Shinazot as Truma, you're saying, well, Shlishi can't make a Revi, huh? But it isn't really Shlishi as far as Kodesh is concerned. As far as Kodesh is concerned, it's a Rishon. No. So it's going to be more common. Umidat Tamer, where do I get the idea that there are Ma'alot that would view real Truma, which is Tahar even, as a actual Truma for Kadesh? It's a Mishnah Chagiga, that's not. Bigdei Amar, it's Midras Leprushim. Now, typical begotten that are completely Tahar. If a Purush was Zohir in eating Kulam Batara touches that, it's going to be like touching Midras of Azav. And he's going to have to go through the whole Tyra that he wouldn't touching Midras. It's Metame Adam. That same individual who eats his Kulim B'Tyra, his clothing, if a Kohen who eats Truma touches it, the Kohen becomes Tame. And that Kohen himself is, if his, someone who is eating Kadesh touches his Begadim, that person becomes Tame. Each one of these is a Mahaleh, which is no reflection on the person or anything else, Chas V'Shalom. It's just, this is a darga of it. Kedushas could be a Kayin who eats Truma his whole life, but wasn't eating Kedush. He comes to Yerushalayim, he's going to have to go through all process of Tyre again in order to eat Kedush, despite the fact, obviously, we're not Cheshed, that he wasn't watching his Truma. The level of Shmirah on each level, remember, that's the whole point of Tarot, that's what it's called Da'at, is awareness. The level of awareness that's called for to eat Truma is not the level of awareness that's called for to eat Kodesh. Therefore, by definition, you're Tamei because you're not aware of what you're doing. See, but I am aware. You're aware in a lower level of existence. Right now, as far as we're concerned, you're a child. You don't know what you're doing. So you enter for the first time into adulthood. And now you're going to have to go and be mitzaher. And therefore, it's the same thing over here. Somebody eats Kulin Shinazot as Truma. Eh! When you're saying it's a Shlishi. It's a Shlishi in the world of Kulin Shinazot as Truma. But when it comes to the effect on Kodesh, we don't do it as a Shlishi. We call you a Sheni for eating Kodesh. Oh, my Rava, wait a minute, says Rava. Whoa, that doesn't prove anything about our Sugya. That's Midras. That's a special Gzera. You know darn well that's a special Gzera. Because the din over there is that even if it's completely Tahar, it's Tameh. And we're not talking about something that's completely Tahar. We're talking about somebody who ate something Tameh. You said it's a Shlishi. If we were talking about the Ma'alot of Midras, we wouldn't have to talk about being Tameh at all. Is this Tam? The guy who's Tameh for Kodesh. I mean, obviously that's not what we're talking about. So Midras Sot is a special Gezerah. Why? Because the hellishness of living in a world that's sensitive to Tuma is disastrous if you're married to a woman of reproductive age. Because if she is Anita, and she sits down in your toilet seat, now what are you going to do? So now the toilet seat is going to be Tamei Midras. If she happens to accidentally sit down on a pile of clothing, all the clothing, the princess and the pea, becomes Tamei. The mattresses become Tamei. The underlama, I mean, it's a disaster. So that is so nafuts that when it comes to Tamei Midras, note that it says Midras Roch Lechuma. That is something that is so liable to happen that we made a gezeira that we're going to have to assume the level of awareness of Achilas Truma is not going to be zoyer enough to make certain that such an event didn't occur when it comes to Kedesh. Okay, that's different. I'm a Rava Midras. Outkander, what are you trying to bring me a riot for Tumas Midras? You know perfectly well we make a special gezeira. Shiny Midras. Sot Shemate Shevalayem Ishto Nida. We're worried about the common situation of having something in a house becoming Tamei Midras. But Peirot, Peirot, I mean, you don't touch. That's all. Peirot, you stay away from the peirot. I mean, you say, a person shouldn't sit down all day. Peirot, you don't touch. So, peiri lo amrina. Here we're talking about eating peirot of truma shenasu, altaris, of chul shenasu, altaris truma. What's the problem with peirot? Rabbi Yitzchak says, we're talking about peirot also. You say this in Afghanina. I'm saying that when it comes to peirot, once there is tuma, even though the tuma is not mitzvah, once there is tuma, then that level of tuma is more chomer for kedush. That's what I'm saying. So I'm bringing a raya from the concept of the malot of midrasot and applying it to our case. All right, this is basically Tosfos understands the entire issue over here is really based on what it's practical to live with. Since we have a klal that we do not make gezeirot unless the tzibur can live with it, then that accounts for a certain inconsistency in the gezeirot of the ma'alot. So you can't really ask, I mean, why don't we go all the way? And there's a limit to how much people can tolerate. I mean, you can't live with that worry about every single thing in your home. Motiv Reb Yirmiyahu Midifte. You're claiming that by peirot, we consider the peirot of Adam HaAretz to be tamei for an ochel kodesh. You're saying you're a prush, parush. It says beferish not like that. Vatanan. Im amari frash letocha revit kodesh ne'eman. V'loka matam le'truma le'kodesh. Look, the din is, and this is again one of these special halachot that people are not going to live with. The din is that if an Am HaAretz brings wine for the Beit HaMikdash to bring a korban with a sachim, we accept it from him. Why do we accept it from him? Because if we wouldn't accept it from him, then everybody would go out and build their own Beit HaMikdash. And I hope with these crazy people, but what do they have now? Some type of monopoly on bringing carbonis to Beit HaMikdash? We got to buy it through them? Forget about it. So in order to avoid a situation in which people are simply not going to put up with that kind of thing, and they'll misinterpret it sometime like the Christians did, the Pharisees controlling God and so on. So because of that, we didn't make such a gezeirah. So if it comes, an Am HaAretz is bringing wine for Nesachim, the Rabbanan accepted that as a reality. When it comes to Truma, however, that doesn't apply. Although there is a period of the year where we had to do that for Truma too. And that is the period of the processing time. So during the time of the Badim or the Gitot, where we're processing oil or wine, for that month, or however long that period is, that during that period, an Am HaAretz is believed. Now, suppose an Am HaAretz during a different time of the year gives a barrel of truma to a kohen, and he says to the kohen, "Look, you should know that one revius of oil in there is meant, or wine, either one, is meant to be used for nesachim in the Beit HaMikdash. You'll have to be mafrish one and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. The rest of it you can have yourself." And this would be Al Yedei Breira. Then we believe him. Because since we have to believe in Lagabe, that one revius, if it's a revius, it's wine, that would be him, obviously. Our president is absolutely correct. So then the rest of it is also tar. Now, why don't we just say that, wouldn't it be? It's the typical halacha is, has nothing to do with Am HaAretz. I mean, why would that turn the Am HaAretz off? If he knows that the most kadosh kohen in the world that only had truma, that was shomer for the entire of truma, would be matame kadosh. So we should tell him, you know, what do you mean? You can't use this for the Beis HaMikdash. It's all tame. Because truma is matame kadosh. You see from here that peirot, in this case wine, is not matame kadosh. Oh, my lady, what are you bringing me a raya for tuma b'chiburim? Tumah b'chiburim means where all of it is in one container. Obviously, we didn't make a gezeirah on tumah b'chiburim, but that's because of a migo. The migo, the meheman, HaKadosh, once you believe him on part of this barrel, you have to believe him on the whole barrel. So I'm going to accept even the tumah of an Am HaAretz. So now I'm going to say, oh, but there's the old problem of Truma being Madamik Kodesh. It's ridiculous. I've believed him, even for the Kashrus, to bring it on the Mizbeach. I'm going to say now that there's a Gzeira of the Truma. There I'm not saying that it's Paris. I'm talking about a case like our case over here, where we know that you ate Shlishi of Truma Shanasa Altar's Truma. What is the relationship of that to Kodesh? That's all I said. And I'm claiming that in that case, there's definitely a Mala of Kodesh over Truma. That is something that Rabbi Yeshua himself was promised to earlier. Shiny Kodesh Altar's Truma, because Truma, Tarata is Truma. It's a Kodesh. Very simple. Masi Ravuna Bar Natan. How can you say this if it says beferish that Hasheni Shebechulin, Metame Mashkechulin? Okay, let's take a look at this. A sheni can be Metame Mashkin. Why? Because remember, Mashkin Alulim Lekabel Tuma, they're very prone to Tuma. We made a Gezerah because of that, that they always become a Rishon. Since they always become a Rishon, the sheni of Chulin is, for all intents and purposes, vis-a-vis Mashkin or Rishon. And therefore, we don't say, oh, I can't make a Shlishi. We don't want it to make a Shlishi. We want it to be Matame Rishon. Okay, so it is Matame. Mashke of Chulin. It passels Ochle Truma. So if you eat Sheni Shebechulin, you become passel to eat Truma. Ve'ashlishi, Metame mashke kodesh, uposo ochle kodesh, b'chulin shenas v'taras hakodesh. Here it says that if you have a shlishi, it is metame mashke kodesh, which means essentially that it transferred to revi, and not only that, it also will make an ochle kodesh poso. But I thought you said that only because it's Truma, you said, if it's Truma, since Truma is Tame for Kodesh, therefore I don't have to worry about the rule that only Kodesh B'Kodesh is sensitive to Revi. Because for all intents and purposes, this is more Tame than it really is viewed to be within the context of itself. But here we're talking about Truma Shanasu, Chulin Shanasu Altar Kodesh. You said that it was only because it was not Altar Truma. Now I'm confused. So this clearly says, not like you. Here you see that you don't need to come on to the svara of it's being Chulin Shanasu Altar Truma. Even regular Chulin Shanasu Altar Kodesh is still going to be Matami Kodesh, even though it's not Kodesh Makodesh. How do you explain that? Yeah, the fair is not like me, but it's Machlokas Tanoim. I have a Tana that holds exactly like me. The Dafka Kodesh Makodesh. The Tanya. According to the Tanakhama. But even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, who holds that it's actually has a din of Kodesh, but only as far as a Shlishi. Harein Kitruma, Latame Shnayim, Viliv Solechad, is certainly not going to make it into a Ravi. So this Shita is my Shita. And therefore, you can't ask me from the Mishnah, the bright that we had before. We have a Machlokas. Now, that concludes the portion of the Mishnah that deals with the problem of Yadayim Misuavot, being a Sheni Letuma, how it can make a Shlishi Bechulen. Meanwhile, we've gone through all of this. Let us continue about the question in the Mishnah. The question in the Mishnah was, there was no bleeding. What's the din? So Rabbi Shimon says, doesn't matter if there was no bleeding. It's Okshur B'Shchita. The Shchita, as an act of being matir, the animal Bachila, is the full equivalent of the Heksha. Because what is Heksha all about? It's the last stage making something to be a foodstuff. But Shechita is the act of making a foodstuff, and therefore it's the equivalent of the making it wet. Omer of Asi, Rav Asi says it's even more than you suspect. Actually, Omer Haya Rav Shimon, Shechita Tom Machsheret Velo Dam. Not only does he hold that Shechita is Makshir, he holds Dam is not Makshir in this case. So he's not saying you have another reason to be Matami the Bayim. He's saying always it's not the Dam that's Makshir. It's only the Shechita of Makshir. Wait, is that really such a Chiddush? I mean, Leman is Sayele. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ukshur B'Shechita. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon says, well, the heksher is b'shkita. Does that mean b'shkita v'lobadam? No, why would it mean that? Duchshu b'shkita means even shkita without dam can be makshar on its own. But he's not saying dam won't be makshar. I mean, there's a big difference. If it's duchshu b'shkita, then only the behemah is roi l'kabel tumah. If it's duchshu b'dam, and some of this blood drips onto an orange, so then the orange will also be makabel tumah. If you're telling me only shkita is makshar, not dam, then that would mean that the dam of shkita will not be makshar and orange to be makabel tumah. And that's exactly what I'm claiming here. Toshma, okay, let's see whether we can bring a raya from the words of Rabbi Shimon and the Braita. Omar lem Rabbi Shimon. Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Is it dam that makes the animal mukshal kabel tuma? Is it not the shkita that's mukshal kabel tuma? No, that seems to be saying that shkita only is mukshal. No. That could mean that he's saying, Vichy Adam Makshir, what, you think Dam is the only Makshir? Even Shkita is Makshir. Maybe that's how to read that. Okay, Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dam Hamet, Eino Makshir. Now, Tosfos Rashi learns Dam Hamet to mean an animal that died. Even though normally, that's not the way we would have referred to it. But in the context of a year, it's a question of whether the act of shechita makes the dam. We'll see why, based on diukim and the psuk, makes the dam not maksha. But anyway, Rabbi Shimon, the Tosfos disagrees. He holds it's referring to humans, because the whole context of the mission where this appears is the context of humans. But it's okay. We'll learn it. We'll learn it like Rashi. Okay, so an animal that dies by itself and bleeds, that's not makshir. Doesn't that imply that dam shechita is makshir? And this is Rabbi Shimon. No, it implies that dam chalalim is makshir. Dam chalalim means... No, again, according to Rashi, this whole question of dam chalalim, which is lashon of dam chalalim yishter, means that when you went ahead and sliced off the head of an animal, that would be, indeed, that blood is makshir. But dam of shechita is not makshir. So what are you saying? Dam shechita is not makshir. So then why do you tell me dam hamet? You should tell me dam shechita is not makshir. So if that's the case, vashmina dam shechita? And then I would know... Oh, sorry, I skipped a piece over here. I skipped a piece. No, sorry. I did skip a piece of my mind, but it's still the same piece occurs. Lashmina dam shechita, v'koshkin dam hamet. No, that because there's also a chiddush in dam hamet, you see. Dam hamet is tricholei, because sarka daitech amina, look, I mean, we're saying over here that a dam hamet is not matam. Why isn't dam hamet the same as dam chalalim? I mean, what's dam chalalim? The fact that I used a sword to cut off its head. And if the Malach HaMavet used a metaphysical sword to cut off its head, why is that any different? That's what I would think. The point is that basically Dam Chalalim is something that wasn't shechted correctly. So it died, the same thing. So I might have thought that actually it's more likely who cares? Whose sword killed him? No. Even, we're saying, even Dam HaMeit is not Dam Chalalim. Only Dam Chalalim is Mach. Okay, maybe. Let's take a look at this. Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dam Magafato Eino Machshir. Now, again, Rashi learns, Dam Magafato, the animal's bleeding from a sore somewhere. It got hurt, cut itself on a fence. That's not mashma. Oh, mashma that dam shechita is mashma. No. Mashma dam chalalim is mashma. This is just itty bitty bloody. But a dam chalalim would be mashma. So what are you saying? Dam shechita is not mashma. So if dam shechita is not mashma, then say even dam shechita is not mashma. I mean, obviously, itty-bitty blooding that comes from cutting yourself on a fence is not makshir, if even dam shkita is not makshir. So, lishmina dam shkita v'koshkei dam agafato. No, why? I would have thought on the contrary. Dam agafato it's trichale. Because, look, is there a difference if you cut off its head or you cut off its finger? Doesn't have a finger, but you know. I shouldn't make any nafkamina. Basically, that's all included, because I would say sarka ganina malikate kule malikate palga. But davka dam chalalim, you have to cut off its head. But if you cut off its foot, that's not going to be maksha, because it's not dam chalalim. Who cares? Kamash malan that yes davka dam chalalim. That's why I wanted to mention dam agafato. Wait a minute, so what's the logic over here? Why do you say, Rabbi Shimon, that we're agreed that blood that comes from cutting off its head definitely is makshir? I mean, that's because of the pasuk, right? Dam chalalim yishteh. But it says the same thing about dam shchita. It says, ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. So if ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim, it's comparing dam to mayim. And that's talking about you were paid at Suleya Mugdashim. You're shechting them. You're going to eat them. And it's coming to tell me, okay, but not the dam. The dam, alar shebechenu kamayim. No. So if that's the case, we should say it's exactly the same thing. Zvicha, which is shechita, alar shebechenu kamayim. That dam is compared to mayim. There you go. It should be makshir. If one is makshir, why is it the other makshir? Says Rabbi Shimon, because that's coming to tell me something entirely different. That's not coming to make it compared to water in terms of being makshala kabal tuma. That's to make it compared to water in terms of being mutar bana. Because salkadai, I mean, I would have thought, you know what? I am buying from Hegdesh psulei hamukdash. This animal is meant to be a carbon oila. I got a mum. The Torah gives limits on what I'm allowed to do with it. Can I use it to plow my field? No. Can I use it to make a sweater out of its wool? No. So this would be right. You're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to use it for giza. So I would have thought, and to take the blood, and to use the blood for something, like dyeing or whatever, I can't do either. So maybe I need to bury the blood. Because it's a very special usage. It's an animal that's meant for eating and only eating. Things that are not edible are not usable. And I should have to bury the blood. Don't worry about the blood. Throw the blood out. It's fine. No kedusha in the blood. That's all it's coming to say. It's not coming to compare it to mayim. Therefore, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, the dam of shchita per se, there's no makar to say that it should be makshir l'kabel tumah. So when Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, the shechita is makshir, he meant exclusively the shechita is makshir. That's what I'm thinking. Omer Yonah Dan Omer Rabbi, ha'ochel shlishi shel truma atzma asur la'achol butar liga, which basically says the same thing as ula, but it's tichula v'itzich Rabbi Yonatan. Why? Because even ula, I would have said, you know, it's only maybe because of a chulin shadat zatayrus truma. Therefore, we only answer achila. But if you would have actually eaten truma tameya itself, I shouldn't say tameya, psula as a shlishi itself, maybe you wouldn't even be allowed to touch. But again, anios. Therefore, it's Yichud Rabbi Yonatan. And if I would have known Rabbi Yonatan about truma, I would have said, okay, you know why it turned him into being usher to eat? Because it was real truma. But if it was only chulin, shenasa atayrus truma, maybe we would have allowed him even to eat. And he doesn't become a shlishi legabe achila. So b'achila nami shori, therefore tzrichi both Rabbi Yonatan and Ula. Yati Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel ba'amar takameder Rabbi Nachman, v'yati v'ka'amar, ha'ochel shlishi shalchulin, shenasu ataras ha'kodesh, tohor l'archo b'kodesh, she'en lecha davar sh'osu revi'i b'kodesh, el kodesh mekudash, bilvad. Motziv Rami bar Choma, what? We've been talking the whole time about eating a shlishi, becoming a sheni l'kodesh, but not the truma. And this is even including Shinazo Ataris truma, which is clearly, we're not talking about Kaddish B'Kaddish. How in the world did you become a Ravi? You're a person. You're not a mincha. Omale, what? And not the truma. That's because the Taratas Tuma is Lakodesh. Where do you get that from? The Tzan. Big day Amor, it's Midrasa Pushim. Big day Pushim, Midrasa Ochle Truma. Big day Ochle Truma, Midrasa Kodesh. So, okay, this is a mala. Oh, my brother, what can bring me a raya from Midrasot Kabra? Shiny Midrasot, because that's very liable to happen. Shemote Shevele Mishto Nida. Here we're talking about Peirot. Would you ever see that in Peirot we're going to be machmir to say that the Peirot of one, you ate an orange? So now you're all of a sudden going to tell me because of that you become now a Shani. Why would you become a Shani? Lomrina. Rabbi Yitzchak obviously holds a very nominal. Mati Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. How can you say that? Miyamrina Beperi, nobody in his right mind would say that there's a din of malot by Peirot? According to what you're saying, that the Tyra of Truma is considered to be Tuma Eitzo Kedesh, even on Peirot, then wine or oil, here in this case, to Tami Truma Kedesh. This is a case of Tuma Bechiburin. Tuma Bechiburin Kabre. Tuma Bechiburin obviously is different. The Migo, the Me'amana Kodesh, Memenami Truma. Motiv Ravuna Bar Natan, Hasheni Shebechulin Metame Mashkechulin, Uposel Ochle Truma, Vashlishi Metame Mashke Kodesh, good Lord, Uposle Ochle Kodesh, Chulishnasotar Sakodesh, not because Truma is Tame, but because a Shlishi makes Ravi, even though it's not Kodesh Mekodesh. No, Ferish not like you. Yeah, the fair is not like me, but it's a machlokas tanoim. I have a tana that all is exactly like me. The dafka kodesh makodesh. The tanya. Chulin shenaz ratas the kodesh b'chlala reinka chulin according to the tana kama. But even Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok, who holds that it's actually has a din of kodesh, but only as far as a shlishi. Harein kitruma. The tana shenayim v'liv sol echad is certainly not going to make it into a ravi. So this shita is my shita, and therefore you can't ask me from the mishnah, the bright that we had before. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hukshiru b'shita. Omer Avasi Omer Haya Rabbi Shimon. That only shita is maksha. The dam bichlal is not maksha. And if the dam fell on something else, it wouldn't be maksha. Lemi misayayale. After all, the way Rabbi Shimon puts the halacha is Rabbi Shimon Omer Hukshiru b'shita, which I assume means b'shita. V'lo b'dam? No, why? What makes the gemis that? It means even b'shchita. Tashma amalam Rabbi Shimon, v'chi adam makshir, v'lo shchita makshiret. That just means, what, you think only dam is makshir? Even shchita is also makshir. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon omer dam amet ino makshir. Mashma, the dam shchita is makshir. It's only because it died on its own that it's not makshir. No, that's not what it's mashma. Mashma the dam chalalim, where you cut off its head, is makshir. But shchita is not. What? Dam shchita is what? It's not makshir. So say so? It's a bigger chiddush. Lishmina dam shchita. Dam shchita is a makshir. Koshkenim, it's dam die. It's not makshir. What dam amit is trichale. Salka dait chamina mali katla you. Mali katla malacha mavet. Mashma lam. Okay, let me bring you right from here. Tashmar, Shemino Dam Agafatoinu Makshir. My love, Dam Shchita, which is serious Dam, that's Makshir. No. Dam Chalalim is Makshir. So what are you saying? Dam Shchita, my. It's not Makshir. So then tell me, even Dam Shchita is not Makshir. Koshikin Dam Agafato is not Makshir. No, Dam Agafato is a bigger Chiddush, you see. Dam Agafato is Trichle, because Sakatat Chamina, if we're ready to admit, the dam chalalim is the fact that you went and you cut off its head. So what do you care if you cut off its head, you cut off its leg? Malikafi kule, malikafi palga. Okay, what's the logic? Maisha dam chalalim. We're all agreed it's maksha, because it says beferish the pasuk, v'dam chalalim yishte, right? Nu. So it says the same thing, alor tishpachanu kamayin, by zvicha, yishchita. Now that's not coming to compare it to mayim for hechsher. What kind of crazy comparison is that? That's coming to be say al orish v'chinuk mayim that it doesn't have any din of kedusha. L'mishre dama de pshulam mukdashim ba'ana awdi ata. Why do I need a pasuk? Because saka daitrim neol vasire b'gizava ad vodam. So the dam, which I'm not going to be able to eat, I should have to bury the dam, and that's not part of the pidyon. And that's like kachim psulim that needs klura. Gamash v'la, not true. The dam, we don't care about. Do what you want with the dam.